This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton.
Officials say at least four planes chartered to evacuate several hundred people seeking to escape Afghanistan and its Taliban takeover have been unable to leave the country for days. Conflicting accounts emerged on Sunday about why the flights weren't able to take off as pressure increases on the United States to help those left behind. An Afghan official at a northern airport said that the would-be passengers were Afghans. He said many did not have passports or visas, so were unable to leave the country. But the top Republican on the U.S. House Foreign Affairs Committee, Representative Michael McCaul of Texas, told Fox News that the group includes Americans. He said they are sitting on the planes, but the Taliban are not letting them leave. He didn't say where he got that information. White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain told CNN on Sunday that the United States will find a way to get the remaining Americans out of Afghanistan if they want to leave. He said officials believe about 100 Americans remain in the country a week after U.S. troops completed their pullout. Klain said any removal of the remaining Americans would likely take place through flights from Qatar. He added that the United States will continue to try to help Afghans who assisted U.S. troops through the years and would now like to leave the country. Soldiers who staged an uprising in Guinea's capital on Sunday said on state television they have dissolved the West African nation's government and constitution and closed all land and air borders. However, Guinea's defense ministry said an attack on the presidential palace has been repelled. Fighting broke out near the palace on Sunday mornings. More on that at our website.